Macmillan Audio presents Speaking for Myself, written and narrated for you by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. For my husband, Brian, without whom this book and this wonderful life would never have been possible. I couldn't, nor would I want to do any of it without you. No one can annoy me more or make me happier than you. And to our three beautiful, wild, and crazy kids, Scarlett, Huck, and George, you provide endless content, keep me humble, and have shown me how to love bigger than I thought possible. You are each the best part of me. I love you. Chapter 1. Kill 'em All. It was Christmas night 2018, and our home in Arlington, Virginia was filled with the aromas of their traditional Sanders Christmas dinner. Plates of marinated overnight slow-cooked beef brisket, hash brown casserole filled with cheese just the way our three kids like it, spaghetti squash, Brussels sprouts with crisp bits of bacon, sautéed mushrooms, and warm buttered bread. We topped it off with my bourbon chocolate pecan pie, made famous by CNN's April Ryan after she went on an angry tirade doubting I made it. April should have known better than to question the authenticity of a Southern woman's pie. Around the table, my husband Brian, our children, Scarlett, Huck, and George, my mother and father-in-law in from Kansas City, Brian's sister Virginia, an elementary school teacher from Denver, Brian's brother David, who is completing his postdoc in neuroscience at Princeton, and David's girlfriend Mel were all scrunched together. They'd come in to celebrate a relaxing Christmas with us. It was great to actually use our dining room for once, which during my 2.5 years in the White House was more commonly used as a storage room while we ate meals in the kitchen, either reheated out of the freezer or picked up at a nearby Chick-fil-A. After dinner, we cleared the dishes, threw away the last of the mounds of torn wrapping paper, and laughed at the new basketball goal Santa had brought but that our kids never actually received, because Brian destroyed it during the easy-to-assemble process on Christmas Eve. Maybe one of these years, Brian will start putting the kids' gifts together before midnight on Christmas Eve. But after 7 Christmases with our kids and many near-traumatic Christmas mornings later, I won't hold my breath. I still love him anyway. As we read books, said goodnight prayers, and tucked in our worn-out kids who in their excitement had woken up way too early to open presents, I glanced at the time and announced, "I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to leave because something has come up." My in-laws weren't used to the kind of somethings that those of us working at the White House had become familiar with and assumed I must be kidding. After all, it was late on Christmas, and we were 3 days into what would become the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. They only realized I was serious when I said, "It's not an emergency, but I'm not able to discuss it, and I'm afraid I have to leave right now." I sincerely apologized because I knew I wouldn't be back before their departure the following morning. I said my goodbyes dressed in Lululemon yoga pants and a casual pullover, which prompted Bill, my normally not so fashion conscious father-in-law, to ask, "Should you change before going in? If not, I hope you keep a change of clothes at the office." I assured him I did and said not to worry, but if he had only known the real purpose for my abrupt departure, he would have been worried. I didn't show it, but I wasn't as calm as I was letting on. I understood the gravity of what I would be doing for the next several hours. For the first time in nearly 2 years, I drove myself to Joint Base Andrews Naval Air Facility, a massive military complex covering nearly 7 square miles of land. Among its many missions, it is home to Air Force One. En route, I made multiple calls to my good friend and occasional Air Force One spades partner, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Walsh. Walsh was a retired officer in the United States Coast Guard, former presidential military aide at the White House, and former White House military office director. Aside from his distinguished career in the military and being one of the most
sample complete. Ready to continue?